Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. Research from a survey by Gartner found that average quota attainment for sellers who are highly motivated is 1.7 times higher than those with low motivation. So how can you drive productivity through enablement and motivate your teams to succeed? Here to discuss this topic is Carly Forrester, the Senior Manager of Enablement at Klassi. Thank you for joining us, Carly. I would love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Yeah, absolutely. Shauna, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. So hey, everyone, my name's Carly Forrester. I'm the Lead Enablement Manager over here at Klassi, and I have been so thankful to have been with Klassi for the past 7 years. It's wild to think that it's been that long. And really, what I love so much about this work is that we're able to work every single day with incredible nonprofit organizations and helping them drive and raise more money to support their mission. So I've worked in various levels of our sales organization. I was an SDR back in the day. I've been an account executive on the front lines, and for the past 5 years, I've been on our enablement team. Again, really just grateful every day to learn something new, even 7 years down the line, and to work with nonprofits as we mobilize the world for good.
I love that. Now, to start, because you've been with Klassi, as you said, for 7 years, tell us about the enablement journey at Klassi and what were the core components of your enablement strategy?
Yeah, absolutely happy to. It's a work of love here. So it certainly has taken, a while to get up and running through those 5 years, at least that I've been with the team, and really appreciative to our small but mighty team over here for making it happen. So, you know, when I think about the enablement strategy at Klassi, it really breaks down into three key, what I'm going to call guiding principles that we use to direct where we go with enablement in the now and in the future. So the first one is that we focus on ensuring that every seller is successful. And this truly is the guiding principle for our entire program. So from the moment that a new hire in our sales or customer growth organizations is extended an offer for the team, we get right to work on curating what that pathway for success looks like. So we have an onboarding and everboarding experience that's centered in a 30, 60, 90 day framework, because we recognize that the first 90 days are crucial to that new hire's development. And that's no new news to anyone in the enablement space. There are so many reports online where you can find that. So we know that that is such an integral and crucial part of that development. And through those first 90 days, we are carefully crafting a mix of live trainings with experts, certification pathways, on-demand content via HighSpot, of course, and coaching and anything we can to help them be successful. And ultimately, we're going to set that strong foundation for sellers so that they can provide the best experience for our incredible nonprofit partners. So that's part one. Part two, that ties actually hand in hand to part one, is this drive to always be learning. And that's actually a personal core value that I've taken on in my time at Klassi, because this hunger for development is, a philosophy that's so essential to personal and professional growth, especially in the nonprofit industry that we work within. We're constantly seeking out ways to learn more about the future of fundraising and how we can better position and grow our product to help our nonprofit partners, again, raise more to do more for their missions. So our ongoing enablement program for our sales and customer growth teams is, you know, going to be a varied mix of live trainings from industry experts, both internally and externally from our team. We assess and have strategic conversations with leadership to figure out what's the next growth point for enablement, and have built out a lot of on-demand content and pathways through HighSpot. So that list goes on and on. And then lastly, our third guiding principle here, I'll wrap it up, is that we win as a team. And this is something that I feel really fortunate about having been with Klassi for the past 7 years, is that we truly have this collaborative environment that's across enablement, sales, marketing, operations, product, any team that we have, you know, here on the ground. We are working together to ensure that we're making every single seller successful. And by extension, we're helping our nonprofits do more. So we are leveraging and leaning into each other to build content in HighSpot, to deliver live trainings, to do as much as we can to be successful. So those are our three guiding principles, and I'm always happy to share more about them.
I do love those. Those are spot on what makes a strong team and a strong culture within an organization.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to ask a little bit about the role that the enablement platform kind of plays in your overall enablement strategy.
Yeah, definitely. And in this case, it's HighSpot for Classy, of course. That's the reason why I'm on this podcast. So, you know, in my mind, an enablement platform is central and integral as a component of a successful and scaled enablement program. And I want to focus on that word scaled, because that's where you can really, really create this trajectory for the future. There is very little that we do on the enablement team that doesn't include some sort of play or asset that's tied to it within HighSpot, because this serves both as our source of truth, hub of resources for our team, that they're able to, of course, send out to our nonprofit partners as well. But it also serves as that strategic training tool that we're leveraging, again, every single day to teach our team new concepts and processes and products and soft skills and anything that's needed for the future. So like I said, if you're looking to build out a really, really successful and solid scaled enablement program, having an enablement platform like this is absolutely essential to that journey.
I love that. I love to hear that. Now, prior to HighSpot, you had a different platform in place. Can you tell us about that experience and maybe some of the challenges your team was facing?
Yeah, and actually, I'd love to focus more so on, you know, the reasons why we found such value in HighSpot, because that's what it all comes down to. So, you know, previously we had leveraged a similar platform that allowed us to store and share out content across our team and by extension, our nonprofit customers. And you know, unfortunately, as happens in the technology space, it wasn't that just right Goldilocks fit that we were looking for. That happens. And that's why we're constantly evaluating and growing. And I think on top of that, another challenge we had ran into was just adoption of the platform itself. Pretty low percentages we were seeing from sales and customer growth. We hadn't quite built that trust in the system with those teams. And fortunately, we discovered HighSpot as we were looking to evaluate some new tools. And we discovered this extremely easy to use comprehensive tool set that, in my mind, when I look back, what it helped us do was really elevate our team's ability to learn more at a faster pace and have extremely easy access to all of the resources that they needed to provide that best experience through sales and the customer journey for all of our nonprofit partners. And on top of that, I talked about adoption being a little bit lower with the former platform we were using. With HighSpot, we've seen just astronomical adoption rates. And a big piece of that is that we built trust early on with that team. So we are really appreciative of the true partnership that we've seen, the human element with HighSpot as well, that intentional support we get from the team. And, you know, together we're creating a more successful enablement environment at Classy.
So you mentioned that with HighSpot, your team has improved productivity and you are no longer, you know, essentially bogged down with questions like, where is this piece of content or where is this training? Tell us more about that. How has a single source of truth helped you boost productivity?
Yeah, if I could put it in one word, it's just immensely, right? I was thinking on this and remembering back to, the days of when we were answering questions, it felt like almost every half hour. And I'd estimate that roughly 30 to 40% of the daily work time of my team was spent just answering questions like, where is this resource or do we have a resource for XYZ? And that's a significant amount of time and energy that we were spending just essentially directing traffic for our team. I can't say that I crunched numbers exactly, but if I were to estimate on the HighSpot side of how much this has cut down that 30 to 40%, I'd have to say that I'm now down to about like 5 to 10% of my day is answering some of those directional questions. And even more so, it's often that it's a directional question paired with a how do I use this? So it's a little bit more of an amplified question. So, I mean, what a difference that's made for especially our enablement team, where this frees up our time to focus on more proactive approaches to enablement and deliver more impactful resources to our sellers at a really, really fast pace. And on top of that, we've heard just great feedback from our sellers, from our teams, since we've implemented HighSpot, particularly around how easy it is to find the resources that we need. So that's really where we're able to cut down on that time and pivot and focus on things that matter even more for us.
I love that. Now, on the rep side of things, you know, obviously, in addition to improved productivity for enablement, how have you seen productivity improve for your sales reps?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, our sellers have provided just great feedback since this has been implemented. And it really underlines how HighSpot is adding to their success with that productivity focus. It's an easy to use single source of truth. And that means that our sellers are spending less time wading through the, you know, floating PDFs, the emails, the Slack messages, all of those sources where you're like, where am I supposed to go here? So they're able to just go to one single source and easily use filters or search bar to find the access to what they need. And for me, when I take a look at that, that saves time for them to focus back on activities where they can invest more in meaningful conversations with our nonprofit partners, which is the ultimate goal of what we were looking for when we moved to HighSpot as a partner.
Yeah, and the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, you guys have really strong adoption of HighSpot since the onset. I think your recurring usage rate is consistently at 85% or higher, which is amazing. What are some of your tips or best practices for driving adoption of the platform amongst your reps?
Yeah, well, Sean, I'd like to say it's all on me, but no. First things first, I really do have to give a shout out to the amazing people that I have the good fortune to work with every single day. You know, there's a reason why I've stayed here for 7 years, and a lot of it goes back to the people that I get to surround myself with every day. And I bring that up because it is due to the collaborative environment that we've built with this team through enablement, sales, customer growth, ops, marketing, and beyond, that we've been able to build trust in a software like HighSpot so that when we deliver it to our sales and our customer growth organizations, they are ready to jump in head first and make it happen. So as far as best practices go, I think the first part is just make sure everyone's on the same page so that when you go to deliver and implement a system like HighSpot, everyone is trusting of what's about to happen. And the second thing that we've really focused on and honestly could still be doing a better job of is pulling in the key members to the fold when we're going through the planning process with new content and new plays and new spots that we're launching to ensure that it's meeting the needs of the people that it's actually intended for. So reaching out to relevant Tiger teams, reaching out to even just high performing reps to say, hey, can you take a look at this before I put it up for everyone to see? I'd love to get your buy-in here. And then on top of that, can you also be the person who shares this out with your team? Because now it's not just coming from one single source. It's coming from the network and the collaborative environment that we've built out here. So those are two really big learning lessons that we had. A third one that I just thought of that I absolutely have to call out is the accountability piece. And in particular, we got buy-in really early on from our leadership teams for this purchase of HighSpot, of course. And I'm extremely thankful that we've been able to lean on them as what I'm going to call accountability allies, where they, you know, it's not just that the assignments or the plays are coming from enablement. They are woven into the framework of what our leadership team is bumping down to their teams to focus on. So it's accountability, it's collaboration, and it is pulling the right folks into the room so that you're getting the right feedback and you're heading in the right direction together.
Love that. Now, you mentioned plays, and another area where you've been extremely strong in traction on our plays, which you guys have a 95% adoption rate, which that is amazing, Carly, I have to say. What are your best practices for building effective sales plays?
Yeah, again, there's been a few key learnings along the way here, and I have to give a shout out to our HighSpot team that supports us because from the beginning, you know, we've had incredible resources and best practices that your team has shared to make sure that we're successful. So I think the first part of success we found was identifying a framework that is impactful and accessible to the audience it's intended for, which, you know, HighSpot's great at providing some templates, and we also just have our own experience and what we know lands well with the team, but we don't stop there, right? You can find a framework, but we have to validate it. And we validate it by taking it again to the intended audience, whether it's to a relevant Tiger team that's set up for whatever we're about to launch a training on, or again, just a top performer or somebody that has a really good eye for detail. We take it to them and say, is this helpful? Is this impactful? If the answer is yes, we know that we're headed in that right direction. And tying back to my earlier answer, accountability is also huge here. And that's where we really lean into our partnership with managers and leadership to I don't want to say enforce, but hold teams and hold ourselves accountable to completing the plays, the lessons, whatever it might be that we're sending out via a high spot. And then lastly, there's such power in simply integrating this into every single part of your enablement structure. So it's not just that, you know, high spot is one floating area of what's happening, or your sales enablement platform is one floating area. It's that you're integrating it and weaving it into the ecosystem of enablement. One great example to think of is like onboarding. It is pulling up those plays during onboarding, which we do every single onboarding class. We have them bookmark the most important ones to be using. We walk them through how to use them and where to find those resources. If you start from the beginning as a new hire and it's just, you know, known that it is, this is a part of what you do for enablement, that is the behavior that we're enforcing through the rest of their time at Classy.
I love that. Behavior change, especially with reps, is absolutely crucial to getting them to adopt those new behaviors. What are some of the results that you've seen since leveraging sales plays, and how do you leverage them to help boost rep productivity?
It really depends on the type of play that's being launched, because the way that we develop plays is there's some sort of, in some cases, not all cases, there's some sort of KPI or measurement that we're using based off of whatever the content of the play is. So if I were to think of an example of, you know, what this looks like for us, we oftentimes create plays that focus on cause areas for our nonprofit partners. And cause areas are the mission, the work that they deliver to their communities. And these plays are really built to provide our sellers with an opportunity to not only be industry experts and experts in what we know, which is the value of Classy and the value of what we bring to our nonprofit partners, but to also be knowledgeable about the trends, the challenges, the structures, and more of nonprofits in those particular cause areas. Because we know, man, in the nonprofit space, we know that our partners are oftentimes wearing, you know, 100 proverbial hats, different roles that they're having to cover. And so they don't have the time to dedicate to help educate us on the work that they do. So we need to take that on ourselves to help empower the conversations we're having. So we are preparing our sellers to be really intentional and have impactful conversations that are tailored to those nonprofit specific needs, and also know how we've helped solve for those challenges with similar organizations that we work with. And so we may tie a KPI to that that's around, you know, how have we been able to move the needle forward with organizations in a particular cause area after we've released that play. So that's really where we're taking some measurements, and we have seen the impacts when we are providing that education opportunity to empower our sellers to do more and know more. It is showing results on, you know, how many nonprofits we're able to bring to our organization. So we're thankful for the opportunity to have that education.
Love that. Carly, last question for you. How do you plan to continue to evolve your enablement strategy in the next year? And how do you envision leveraging HighSpot to help?
It's a really big question to ask. There's so much that we want to accomplish. So Sean, I love that you're asking it. You know, I think in this always be learning mindset, we are always looking for ways to evolve and to elevate the way that we enable our sellers. And our core focus is ensuring that we're providing resources and content and training that quickly elevates the expertise of our team and sets them on a trajectory for, you know, success in their personal and professional growth, which we know ultimately empowers them to provide a better experience for our nonprofit customers. So, you know, the way that HighSpot plays into that picture is this really is the foundation of what we're providing our sellers. Where do they find the resources and the assets and the guidance to provide that best-in-class experience so that we can deliver, you know, a world-class experience back to our nonprofits who are doing so much in this world? And so we're really thankful to have HighSpot on board with us. I'm thankful for the team that I'm able to work with every day. And, you know, we're in this journey together. We're walking the road, and we're looking towards having an even more successful enablement program.
Well, Carly, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast today. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely, Sean. I appreciate you.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.